people who want to watch boxing don't want to watch Justin Bieber perform. You know what I mean? Like
right.
The crowd. So they hired like, I think they're just hemorrhaging money.
They could be.
Triller's hemorrhaging money. It's poorly managed.
But
the app is shitty. I'm going in now.
Okay. Okay.
I just want to shit on them a little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big Fat Bert's in Serbia. Shooting his movie.
Yeah, I was wondering, I came in and I guess you guys have been rotating out like funnier comedians. I understand the show's been doing better since he's been gone.
It's been doing really well.
Right.
And you'll notice that people are like in the comments, they're like, fucking love this thing now. Like,
oh. This is such a fun concept.
Yeah. And they're like, this is really cool to see like just people we like in the seat, you know, and like. The energy, the humor, the fun, like this is a fun show now.
Right.
And before everybody was like, like bummed out. Like Bert.
Talks over Tom.
Yeah, and he just.
What do they say about him?
Yeah, he's loud and he has like this stream of consciousness, like he can't focus.
You smell him through the TV.
You can smell him and these fucking dogs and.
You know what's that? It's genuinely though, like I'm happy for Bert, but like what is the chance?
Yeah.
That Bert actually makes a good movie. Like, let's be honest. I mean, that's a good audience back
there.
Yeah,
he's good. Yeah. Good
crowd.
Yeah. And well, you hit it on the.
I mean, like, first of all, comedians don't have the best track record of, like, I'm going overseas to do this.
Yeah. No,
exciting thing.
I know.
And then it's Bert on top of that.
Right. It's like really sending a short bus over the Atlantic, you know?
Right. Yeah. The short train?
The short ship?
Yeah.
No, I mean, here's the thing. It's, you know, it's the best chance that you could have, what he has.
Mm.
It's the best opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a ridiculous, hilarious story. He's got a great team. I think with filmmaking, the only thing you end up realizing over time is that it is about the team you put in place. And if you don't put...
He's got good people.
Producers, a great Peter Tencio directing, you know, Mark Hamill playing his...
Yeah,
like,
I saw Mark
you surround
Hamill,
yourself with as many good people as you can. And then you just have to go like, you know, we tried.
Right.
There's also great films that commercially don't do well. Then there's movies that commercially do well that are garbage. Like, this is all, who fucking knows, right? Like, you never
know. It's not going to do well.
No.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, and I'm encouraging everyone to watch it. But...
Yeah, but you don't think it'll do well. But it's because he's fat or why?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm just playing around. I think I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it'll be really funny. And it's going to be funny to watch.
It's going to be interesting. Mark Hamill.
Watch Bert have a sex scene. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, Mark, what?
Bert has a...
Oh,
like,
Bert and Mark fuck?
No, it's just... Well, yeah. So the whole movie
That's
is...
That's edgy. That's unexpected.
This, you know what? It's an old Serbian tale. So what happens is whenever a father, like when he brings his son, a son turns 18, you're supposed to introduce him to manhood by having sex with your son.
It sounds,
like that's an old...
That's what they do in Serbia.
That's what they do in Serbia.
So it's a gay pornography.
Kind of. What happens is he resents that his father never did that when he was 18.
Okay.
So they
it's
take
a coming
a trip.
Of age
tale. Yes, they take a trip there.
Yeah.
And then his dad, Mark Hamill fucks him.
Right.
And then he's like, now you're a man. And then he dies. But I don't want to give away the movie, but I just know.
And
that
he cries while having sex with his body.
Yeah.
One more time. Wow, that sounds fun.
Dude, we just wrote an awesome movie together now.
Yeah. We just need good people to put it together.
That's all we need. It is good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know you guys moved to Texas.
I know. And then I flew back
here. Maybe a little bit sad.
A day later. Yeah, but I was, you know, we used to see you guys regularly. I mean, like, you know, as a family, we'd get together with our kids.
I know. It's like, you guys left us in the trenches here in Los Angeles. And you moved to beautiful paradise. Is it paradise in Texas? Be honest with me.
I'll tell you that I really, really dig Austin a lot. You know, mm-hmm. I really like it. I mean, I like the community, the culture there. I like what, I mean, I've just only lived there, you know, a few days, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just, like a week or something?
Less.
I remember. Yeah. Oh, less?
Yeah. But
oh,
I spent a lot, okay. I spent a lot of time going there before, but now I have a home there, but I really, I don't know, man.
Why did you go there?
Honestly, Jews, man. They're just like this city.
Oh, there's no Jews in Texas?
Yeah. And they're like, you know what I mean? I'm like, this feels right. You know,
we'll get there.
Yeah.
We're coming for your neighborhood.
You know, I'll have to move again. I'm going to have to find a new
city. You're going
to
end up in like, you're just going to be running from the Jews your whole life.
My whole life. That's what I've been doing my whole life. You know?
Right.
No, it was a series of things. I feel like 2020 put like, I don't know, just different ideas in your head that you'd never considered before. Huh. Like, the craziest thing is that I would never have considered leaving LA. Like, I entertained the idea of, I always wanted to go to Denver. Mm. I love Denver. Mm. And, you know, whenever I did a weekend there or something, I would get home and bring it up. And Christina would respond or react in a way of like, yeah, that's cool. But like, you know, we're not going to do that, right? Mm. And I would be like, yeah, okay. And then she's also such an Angeleno and so... Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like prideful, like I'm mm-hmm. LA till I die. Like, and you're like, all right. And then, you know, if you're in a marriage, you just kind of accept that. You're like, well, that's just what we're going to do.
So you gave her the ultimatum.
No, I she started to go like, you see how many Jews are in the, no. So she's like, she, when we started to entertain the idea of like, okay, there's this is a very business friendly state. This is a state with zero state income tax. This is a state where the majority of our time is spent traveling. Mm. And the idea of traveling from the middle of the country to like, you basically mm-hmm. start doing 2-hour flights instead of five and 6-hour sure, flights all yeah. the time. Then this other thing, which is like, you can, I know, you know, people will back up against this, but I just liked it. We started to entertain the idea of raising these boys mm-hmm. in a different environment. And I know you can raise good kids in LA and New York and but there was something like, maybe I'm just like idealizing it and romanticizing the idea of having my boys in like this more open space, you mm-hmm. know, outdoors, like in this culture that appealed to us more, just mm-hmm. like having them raised in Austin. Mm. So you combine all those things. We took trips. We like it there, you know, great restaurants, great food scene. I know that like a big thing is obviously, can you do comedy somewhere? And like comedy's kind of exploding in this city.
Right.
So it all together just became super appealing. And then when I knew when we were in is when she started to talk about it more than I did.
Mm.
You know, like when your wife starts to go like.
It's kind of fun, exciting change, you know.
It's fun.
I do fantasize about moving out of LA.
Yeah. It's, you know, the other thing is I live there again, like a few days and come back here. And right away you start to go, God damn, there's so many people here. Like,
yeah.
It's not new. Like they've always been a lot, but it really starts to sit on you a little more, you know?
Yeah. LA is crowded. It'd be not like it's nice to fantasize and be like, oh man, I could like buy half a city for $10 million.
Yeah.
Versus, you know,
do it. Like, you should do it on the side. Just have a fucking city you own. Yeah.
But I get it. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's,
but basically no taxes there, right?
Well, no state.
No yeah. state taxes.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That is like what, 10, 12, 13% now?
Here in LA?
Yeah.
13.3 for the state.
That's,
but they're proposing a raise.
Don't they fucking dare do that. 15? I'm like, we're making any money left.
16.8 would be the new ceiling.
No.
Yeah.
They can't do that.
What, who are you going to do? Are you going to call them?
That's so crazy.
People will get mad about that,
by the way. I don't think it's going to pass, though. Because I think there's a lot of people that are like, okay, California, chill the fuck out with
yeah.
this shit.
But isn't that always people saying that? Hey, California, chill the fuck out with this shit?
Yeah. But usually it's about, like, gay marriage and weed and stuff.
Yeah, there's too many of them, too. That's another reason we mm-hmm. like that. So, but the people, it's funny. You say state tax, people get mad. People get mad at you. They're like, what the fuck? Like, you're
because you're making a business decision.
Yeah. They like people get mad at you. They'll like send you messages. You're fucking avoiding taxes. I'm like, I'm not avoiding.
No,
like,
no. Like, I wonder why. I wonder what's the theory there. Is
they think that like, because you make a good living, you shouldn't
care.
You shouldn't care. Or it is your duty. But it is your duty if you live somewhere to pay them. And like, but the fact that you're even making that decision, it upsets some people. Now, let's be clear. It upsets poor people, But,
you know, losers.
Yeah, it upsets peasants and fucking
make more idiots.
Stragglers. Yeah, stop being poor, you fucking idiot. So
that is an interesting thing, though. I get, I'm trying to unpack that, you know. Like, for example, this guy, these bozos, the Paul brothers, moved to Puerto Rico recently. Did you hear about that?
The Paul, like
Logan and Jake?
No, because that means no federal tax. Right?
It's No. There's no state tax.
No, but I think you avoid federal taxes if you live there.
I don't think so.
Really? Will you look it up?
I mean, Puerto Rico is a territory. Bro, if there's no federal taxes, I am moving to Puerto Rico, bro. Fuck this LA shit.
Look.
It's not a U.S. state, but it's a commonwealth. Consequently,
what else does it
pay
say?
Federal tax. Many residents are not required to pay federal income tax?
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers are not paying federal income tax?
All right, so it's really a way to...
What?
Yeah.
So, what do we think about moving to Puerto Rico? Is that tax dodging?
Federal law requires payment of federal income tax from the following residents and corporations only. Federal government employees of Puerto Rico, residents who are members of the U.S. military, those with income sources outside of Puerto Rico.
Yeah, they're paying taxes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess they're just talking about like... I think they're not paying state taxes, I understood it.
Well, for sure, yeah.
But what's interesting about them is that they go to Puerto Rico, and the people of Puerto Rico are like, you know, fuck you. Like,
yeah,
they don't want them coming here. The first week they're there, they moved into some rich gated community, you know, on the beach. And the first week they're there, they get out their golf carts, and they're driving on the beach, a protected beach.
In golf carts.
Yeah, in golf carts, because like apparently it's turtles nesting season where turtles go lay their eggs there. So it's like protected lands.
Mm-hmm.
And these fucking morons, in the first week they're there, the Puerto Rican government has put out a statement saying they're investigating them now already. It's been 1 week these YouTubers have been there and they're being investigated by Puerto Rico.
Jesus.
For fucking running over baby turtles.
They can't. Like, avoid this fuckery, right?
No, these guys. No, they can't.
It's like they're always in some shit.
Yeah, another thing about Jake Paul, by the way, who's part Triller, you know, is suing me.
Yeah, let's break this down, though, for people like who don't know. So Triller put on these events, the most recent of which was...
Jake Paul versus Ben
Askren. And yeah. They did the one before, right? The Tyson one. Didn't they do the Tyson one?
Man, I don't recall.
I think Triller.
Can you pull up a photo of Ben Askren at the weigh-in?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because Jake Paul is basically just beating up like Ralph cashiers at this point. He knocked him out in the first round, and then he's like crying. I feel like I'm in as good shape as Ben. I feel like I'm in evil fight against Ben.
This was really hilarious because I don't know, you know, a lot about MMA stuff, and like I kind of see it on the side, and I didn't know that Askren is a legit champ. Like,
yeah, he was a really good wrestler.
Yeah,
but he hasn't fought.
Not so much a striker, I guess.
No, he's known for being a poor striker in MMA.
Okay.
Way out of shape, obviously.
And this kid can box,
retired.
Too. That's the other thing.
Well, he's training really hard. That's all he does.
Yeah, and he can fight. He's a boxer now. Or, you know.
I just love that photo on the left there of him with face on.
Yeah.
Little ass. Like, damn, bro. You built like a Michelin man.
Yeah. He does, in all fairness, he really looks like shit, Ben.
Yeah.
I mean...
And he makes no... anyway, the fight... My point is that the fight was a total fucking fraud.
Yeah.
They have exaggerated... I'm speculating that they exaggerated their sales numbers to make it seem more interesting.
Yeah.
They hired all these, like, huge people. Ironically, nobody gave a fuck. Like... People who want to watch boxing don't want to watch Justin Bieber perform. You know what I mean? Like
right.
The crowd. So they hired like, I think they're just hemorrhaging money.
They could be.
Triller's hemorrhaging money. It's poorly managed.
But
the app is shitty. I'm going in now.
Okay. Okay.
I just want to shit on them a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Their app is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Poorly run. Also, Jake Paul, by the way, I don't know if you saw the New York Times article about him.
Mm-mm.
New York Times wrote a whole feature piece on Jake Paul. The account of which accused Jake Paul of rape. Jake Paul was accused of rape by the New York Times.
What?
Yeah, pull that up.
This is like a expose thing?
Yeah, here? It was according to this.
This kid's 24?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this article talks about how he fucked over all of his friends in the face in the Team 10 house. But it's mostly about this girl who says that, bro, you know he's got that Bass Pro Shop hat on. What is with these Bass Pro Shop? Have you noticed this Bass Pro Shop
I've seen
hatchet?
It a little bit.
I'm so fucking tired. Like, bro, Jake Paul, you don't fucking... bought that on Amazon.
Right, but that's like the thing is like, oh, this is, you know, a funny thing to wear, right? Like, this is what working class, like, fisherman types would wear.
Yeah.
So it's like a joke to wear.
No, I don't know, but I just see everyone wearing it these days.
We are officially team, okay.
Well, anyway, it details this girl who says that, in short, she was raped by Jake Paul at a party.
What?
And the New York Times vetted it. I had the person on our show. The reporter, Taylor Lorenz, and they vetted the story. They talked to people that were at the party, to her friends. And so they're like, this is a very carefully vetted story that Jake Paul raped this girl. Wow. Jake Paul he's accused of New York Times of being a rapist.
That's pretty severe.
Right.
It's a serious accusation.
Right. And by the New York Times.
And you're saying that it's a vetted accusation.
Yeah, vetted by the New York Times, not by me. I'm not saying he's a rapist. The New York Times said he's a rapist, right? The story of, what is their thing? The story of the paper of record?
Yeah.
Right. They said he's a rapist.
Wow.
And so anyway,
that's a pretty serious thing that the New York Times accused him of.
The New York Times is saying that Jake Paul's a rapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
pretty
so
serious.
I just want to emphasize that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, paper. One of the biggest.
It's one of the biggest in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they, for them, they said
when they go out of their way to say we think
Jake
that this
Paul,
guy might Jake Paul might
he's being accused of rape. Yeah,
that's a real serious accusation. Yeah. Is this who he's accused of?
No, that's his ex-girlfriend she says he was violent with her. The New York Times said that.
The New York Times said that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they said that. Hold on. Let me read the caption before I say that. Has spoken out about her relationship with Mr. Paul. He pushed, violent, pushed me into a bush, yada, yada, yada.
He would actually shove me. He would just
way too hard. Violent, she said.
It says in a video posted that Justine Paradise, a 24-year-old TikTok influencer, accused Mr. Paul of sexual assault. Again, that's what it says here.
In the New York Times.
In the article.
The incident, she said, involved forced oral sex and took place at the Team 10 house. It's very graphic, so I think it might get you guys in trouble to read the actual details of the rape he was accused of by the New York Times.
Yeah.
But my point is that we covered this story extensively.
Uh-huh.
And because Jake Paul is so important to Triller, who obviously have very little moral qualms with one of their big stars being accused of rape by the New York Times,
mm-hmm.
not me.
Right.
For the record.
And does he own Triller?
He's a part owner of Triller. So you see there's a conflict of interest here.
It seems like it.
Yeah, they've got their prize horse, right? Jake Paul, who was accused of the New York Times of doing a rape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not funny, by the way.
No, of course
very
not.
Very serious.
And then, so recently
and
he
so,
had
that, so I covered that a lot.
Yeah.
And so on the podcast, I showed a clip of Jake Paul knocking out Ben, 45 seconds of their 4-hour event.
Mm-hmm.
We talked over the whole thing, and they say, so then they come at me saying, this dude rebroadcast our fight. The podcast has 1 million views. To watch the fight was $50. So we're suing you for $50 million.
And that's what you're being sued for.
Yeah.
Right
for
now.
$50 million.
$50 million.
Yes.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah. They're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll fight. I'm going to fight a lot harder than Ben Astrick, I'll tell you that. And I wouldn't recommend, I would like to just notify Triller's kind of, their investors, the people who are there.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of celebrities who are invested in Triller. I know they're coming to do, I think they're hemorrhaging money. That's where they're trying to shake me down.
Yeah.
And also their prize horse, Jake Paul, was accused of rape by the New York Times in this profile piece.
It's
I didn't have anything to do with that profile piece.
No. And is that a recent piece?
Yeah. Recent.
Wow. Yeah, it's wow. So you're fighting his legal team, I'm assuming. Or
right now we're in what's called we're in settlement talks. So we're trying to see if we can work it out.
Yeah,
they're not being very. I can't say anything about the settlement talks.
Of course,
but basically, depending on if how that goes, I can say this: it's not going that good.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to go to litigation. But I've already done this once and won. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And our last case against copyright infringement that was like a big bloodbath, we won, is going to be used as legal precedent in our case with Triller, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. So it's set like a legal precedent?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. If you go to copyright.gov,
mm-hmm.
We are among a short list of precedential copyright cases there.
No shit.
Can you tell me
what the last case was about?
Yeah, this dude, Matt Haas, sued us for making fun of his content. And he said that they argued that like I used too much of the content, that my commentary wasn't transformative, that basically for copyright infringement, right? Mm-hmm. The same thing Triller's suing me for. And, you know, there's this thing called fair use, which allows we have a First Amendment right to use people's other copyrighted work if you meet certain criteria. One being like you're offering commentary and criticism that transforms the work,
mm-hmm.
and that you're not replacing the original, not a market substitute for the original work.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, people aren't going to watch me talking for 45 seconds on this clip instead of going and watching their whole 4-hour event. It's not a market substitute.
Right.
And the fact that I'm talking over it the whole time and analyzing it is a commentary and criticism. So we're making a good faith effort to... What we're doing is essentially making it our own content,
right?
Under the rules of this fair use notion.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, we all do it all the time on YouTube and popular media, and in the New York Times when they take photos of like this from like the Team 10 house where Jake Paul was accused, but from the New York Times of being a rapist.
Yep.
So they take that's fair use that's, too.
It sounds like fair
yeah,
use.
Yeah. And so, did I mention that Jake Paul was accused by, yeah.
Yeah, you okay. said, I think one of the big newspapers did it.
New York Times.
So the New York Times did it, yeah.
Huge.
Pretty huge. Well, I certainly hope you guys can settle.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Yes.
Also, I have the last time I saw you, I thought you were like just starting your Frenemies
mm-hmm.
podcast with Trisha.
That's wild because, yeah, I mean,
it's been a while, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
And you, I gotta say, can you pull up Ethan's Instagram? Because it's pretty,
it's all Trisha, pretty much.
No, it's not. I wasn't gonna point that out as much as like click. When you scroll down here, scroll down a little bit, mm-hmm. like what you guys are doing, you and her
cosplay.
It's really fun though, man.
It's actually so fun.
And you've been doing like really elaborate ones.
The
mask one. I mean, are you bringing in the same team every time to do these?
We have like two different teams we rotate through.
It's impressive.
But they're really good. Like if you go down, the Uncle Fester one was crazy.
That's your Timberlake Britney one there, right?
And all. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a Rolls Royce for it too, which I drove here.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You have a Rolls now?
Yes.
Bro.
I had to do it for the show.
Oh,
This one was crazy. God. The Grinch. These are actually the people that did the Grinchmas.
Did you hear about when the Grinch came out with Carrie, what his makeup was like every day? That they were doing that. He said that he was miserable.
Oh my God. It's so hard.
Because he was doing that every day.
And his was way more elaborate.
There's the Fester.
His was way more elaborate. Yeah. I shaved off my eyebrows and all my hair. It's crazy.
You weren't worried about that? I always hear eyebrow stories.
I thought it would be funny anyway.
It's funny.
And it actually grew back pretty fast.
You have a nice head of hair, though.
Thank
dude.
You.
Jesus Christ.
The eyebrows came right back.
That's the impressive part.
So,
how it started. You're like a little baby here on the left.
Yeah, that was a really old. That was from when we were in Israel and I first started making videos. So that was a long time ago.
God damn. What year would that be?
Jeez. What year is it? 21. So probably like 2011, maybe.
That's 2011?
Maybe.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I didn't even own a cell phone back then. That's James Charles.
Really?
With my face on it, but yeah.
That's how he lays out?
Dude, he's such a creep, bro. Have you been following the James Charles shit?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, he posts photos like that all the time. He's such a disgusting, vile creep.
I wonder why people see you.
Well, he is. I mean, I'm just trying to say that.
Completely right.
You wouldn't say that. I mean, that's my First Amendment right to that opinion.
He posted that on Instagram. This one's amazing.
Yeah, so that one I don't remember why I did that.
You look like everyone's sassy mom from Minneapolis.
Right.
Like, that's a Midwest mom who's like...
Look at that double chin, boy. I've gotten fat, fat, fat.
And it goes away.
The chin?
Yeah, sure. Just fucking...
Oh, if you lose weight.
Just go on a diet, yeah.
Oh, okay, Bert. What? I mean, Tom. Why'd I call you Bert? I got confused.
Because you're talking about being fat.
Yeah, the fat. Look at this one on the left. God, look how fat I am. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But wait, you don't think you can lose the weight? Or you're like, you still...
I know that I can't, like, theoretically, it's possible to lose weight. Yeah.
This is so ridiculous.
Yeah, we've been having... Oh, I was... That's what it was. I was dressed up as James Charles.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, it looks like you're wearing one of his sweatshirts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he ripped off our hoodie. It was crazy. That's what started our beef.
Well, touche. Now, so he did a release of a hoodie that was very... Similar.
It was like a carbon copy
pattern and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
I don't say anything usually.
And this dude, like, explain to me, because you're way more.
Look at that. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah. You're way more like, you're dialed in with all, like, he's a makeup artist.
So he's like a makeup artist influencer. Mm-hmm. And he was friends. He was also kind of like really mainstream. He had gone really mainstream and kind of elevated, right? But the thing that started happening is that he kept getting, this started like a few years ago where like young kids were being like, I've been getting sexting from James Charles on TikTok or Snapchat or Instagram. And at first everyone was like, oh, clout chaser, fuck off. And then, you know, fast forward to like a month ago, there was at this point, like I'm about right, give or take a few, like 18 allegations of sexting with fans, and then like 12 of them were minors. So the guy is actually like a prolific predator, and I say that with peace and love.
That's really gross.
No, he actually is a horrible person that should
How
not
how old is that guy?
Early 20s. But he was sexting with kids as young as 14.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I did a podcast with this DEA guy that chased down Pablo Escobar. And he told me that Escobar had like young teens that he would sleep with, you know?
Dude,
I was like, that is the first not cool thing I heard about Pablo Escobar.
Right. You're like, wow, I was like, a huge fan.
Yeah, I was a big fan.
That turns me off.
That really turns
me off. But I don't get, I mean, I think, you know, bro, I'm kind of flabbergasted by our gender lately. Bill Gates.
Is there a story?
Yeah.
What's the story?
Again, New York Times, who also wrote about Jake Paul.
Yes, the accused rapist, I remember.
Yeah. They also profiled, there's been a lot of stories coming out about Bill Gates. So apparently the divorce was fueled from Bill's closeness to Jeffrey. Literally.
I heard this in a blurb. This actually has substance to it?
Yes. It has substance. So Bill Gates was downplaying his relationship
with Epstein.
With Epstein, and his wife knew. She's and like, that's why she divorced him. Among other things, like apparently now it's coming out that like he was having sexual relationships with his employees, that he was making unwanted sexual advances to his employees. I'm like, Bill fucking Gates.
He's hot.
If we can't even trust Bill Gates, like, I mean, who would fuck Bill Gates, by the way? And I take that from one unfuckable guy to another. I'm just like, Bill Gates?
It's wild. I mean, it's the other thing too, is that we take, you know, he was in one of those relationships where, of course, it's public people, it's famous people, you don't know them. I always was like, oh, they'll be together when they're 80. They just seem like that couple that gets along.
And Melinda Gates.
Yeah, and they have their foundation, and you see they're just philanthropic, and you're like, yeah, great. Never, you know, why would I think about it? And then, yeah. I
mean, he has this dark secret life.
Yeah, I think it's because you just reach this, you know,
it's unimaginable. Fucks your brain up.
Yeah, of course.
You think so? I don't know.
I think
there's got to be sane billionaire. I guess you have to be kind of fucking crazy to get that rich.
You do.
Have that drive to be like, and I don't. Also, 1 billion is not enough.
Exactly. Think about also what it does to your brain to be not just that wealthy, but that wealthy for a while. You know what I mean? Where you start to go like, It accumulates to a point where you have like a net worth that like countries don't have a GDP.
Worth like 150 plus billion.
Well, like, you know, what excites you, I guess. I don't know what gets them going at that point.
But
I mean, they're buying islands and, you know, they can just buy another corporation. And
right. They do that a lot.
They do that. And it's like, I mean, I wonder if there's like if you could study like, relationship wise, do they all get into other relationships? Like, how many of them stay with their spouses? Because I bet you see a lot of turnover there. You know,
I think also the problem is not just the excitement. I think they're just like such aggressively motivated by work. They're such aggressive workaholics that there's like almost no chance for them to maintain a healthy relationship.
Seems like a very wise analysis of
it. Thank you so much.
I do. I mean, it does, because like if you're one of the people at that level, you're not casually
for anything.
No, these guys, you know, you're working, you're getting up at 4
for sure.
And you're just like, and you're, here's the thing. You're obsessed with whatever your field is.
Yes.
You're obsessed. They said that, like, I read a couple things, I mean, unrelated to this stuff, years ago, about how you would not believe how competitive Gates and, like, Larry Ellison are. They're like, they are, like, when you think of, like, athlete, they're like that. They're like Michael Jordan, LeBron James.
It's interesting because Bill Gates, when I was growing up, had a reputation of being an absolutely cutthroat capitalist.
Yeah.
And now, in his older age, he was, like, this great... generous man who fucking drank poop water, you know that video? Killed disease in Africa.
Yep.
But apparently he flew on Lolita Express.
Oh boy. Did he go down there? He went to the island?
Can you guys Google that? I think he might have stepped foot on that island. I think he may have.
Did Bill Gates go to Jeffrey Epstein's island? That's what we're looking for, right?
Yo, who didn't go to that island at this point? You know what I mean?
I mean, Clinton was down there a few times.
Clinton was down there, you know, everybody's been on that island. Anyone's been on Jeffrey Step,
That says false claim there.
Fuck you, Reuters. 5 minutes ago? Oh, 5 minute read. When was this posted? May 15th? Yeah, Reuters is working for Bill Gates.
For sure.
What did the New York Times say about it? Who wrote an article about Jake Paul being a rapist?
Wait, go back to where we just were.
I've seen lots of ifs and buts about, like, he did this, he did that.
So it's saying that people are confirming, like, this, he was there a lot, and
it's
then following.
Unsure.
He once counted U.S. president. Trump there. Well, that Trump and him were buddies, right? Prince Andrew, that one was
obvious. Prince Andrew, for sure.
Yeah. You see that when he did that interview?
Oh, and he's all sweating and shit. Oh, and he's like, I don't sweat.
Yeah. And they were like, why did you have to see him again to end your friendship? And he was like, it was a bad decision. Like,
mm-hmm. He definitely. Well, there's that photo of him with the girl and Ghislaine, which her name's Ghislaine. Isn't that funny?
That's one of the girls?
Ghislaine is the.
Oh, I got
isn't
you.
Isn't her name Ghislaine? Like, I kept saying, that's how it's pronounced, right?
I know you're talking about. That's like his lady that would.
Yeah, the lady.
That would help him get girls.
Yeah. And his, like, girlfriend.
I heard that name pronounced all different types of ways.
I think it's actually pronounced Ghislaine. I swear. Can you guys look up a pronunciation?
Wait, let's see how he spells it.
Yeah, let's see how he spells it.
Hold on.
Yeah, he got it right.
Oh, he did.
Or kind of.
Oh, he did. Whoa, he did really good.
How to pronounce Ghislaine. Bro, that pronunciation guide. Oh, Ghislaine. Oh, fuck.
Ghislaine.
Yeah, I'm an asshole. Ghislaine, I'm an idiot. I swear to God, I've been trying to pronounce that name for like a year, and someone convinced me it was actually
Ghislaine. Well, it's unusual. It's an unusual name.
But I see Ghislaine. That makes more sense than Ghislaine.
Ghislaine would be tight.
It would be.
Yeah.
Get over here, Jizz.
Hey, Jizzy, get over here. Do your thing.
Yeah.
So do you think Gates is just going to go on a puss-pounding mission right now? Like, he's just
Well, apparently he's been on one.
But, like, now that he's like, oh, this is going to cost me $50 billion.
Yeah.
He's just going to straight up flex on these hoes.
Yeah, and especially now that he's been outed by the world, he might just go.
Fuck it.
He might go crazy.
How do you think they're going to split up the house? The house is supposed to be one of the
I think
craziest.
Bill will get the house.
You do?
There's so much money.
Yeah.
And he, like, built the house. He cares about that house, apparently.
Really?
Freak house, by the way.
It's a real crazy house.
Yeah, it's a freak house. They custom built it.
Yeah.
It's insane, dude. It's insane.
It's supposed to be 50,000 square feet of living space, which is so crazy.
Mm-hmm. He needs that.
Yeah. Xanadu.
Oh, and then isn't Xanadu where... Xanadu was the name of, like, from Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
Where the guy locked himself up.
Right.
That's what's going to happen to him.
He could turn into, like, one of those
He's
weird
gonna turn
recluse.
Into, yeah. Yeah. After all this, I don't think he can deal with it. But I'm thinking that Jeff Bezos' ex and Bill Gates' ex need to start a club.
Yeah.
Because they're like one, they're going to be like the one and two richest women in the world.
Yeah. Huge money.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Mackenzie?
Mm-hmm.
Bezos' ex gave away like just unrestricted, like no. A lot of times people, big money donors will be like, I'll give you this. You have to spend it this way.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, nope. You do what you want with it. Like, gave away like $6 billion last year or something.
Good for her, man.
Yeah, no.
Because that's the thing, like, I've heard of a lot. I've done a lot of back and forth on these, like, people like Jeff Bezos, especially Bill Gates, because he's made his whole persona is that he's into philanthropy. Philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right?
You got it right.
Philanthropy.
You got it.
It's the middle that gets me.
Philanthropy.
Philanthropy.
You got it.
Okay.
So Gates has been all about that.
And so I've been kind of, the perception is like, what a great guy. And he's like, I'm going to donate all my money when I die, whatever. But the thing is, I was trying to read like, okay, what's the criticism here? Because I know a lot of people were kind of, it's like he sits like a king in court and accepts, he has so much control and influence. Like you said, like you have to spend it this specific way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm helping these specific things. And it really gives him this like almost unprecedented since like the days of actual like lordships and kings, power over these companies to like come and sit in his court and pitch to him.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It is like the king's court for sure. Yeah. And then you get this, but you must spend it this way.
Yeah. If you please me.
I'll tell you this. I like more what he's doing than Bezos when it comes to philanthropy because he didn't donate shit.
Yeah. Bezos is literally a comic villain.
I feel like I was thinking about it. I'm like, wait, why? And then the only thing that I can come up with is that he really wants to see where his number can get. Like he's more interested in that.
Just the scoreboard.
I think why would,
well, like, you know, it's crazy.
Once you have 200 billion, like what's stopping you from being like,
I want a trillion, motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean,
well, he'll get there with Amazon. You know, I don't even want to support them, but I find myself on my phone every day being like, Jeff Bezos just made $1 for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Of
Jeff Bezos just made $2 for me.
Of course. It's so enormous and effective.
Honestly, Amazon is too fucking convenient. Mm-hmm. You literally have to use it.
Yeah.
They've made such an amazing service that it's, you have to use it.
It's wild.
You have to use it.
When have you had the days where you're on the app, you're looking for something, and it's like, if you order within the next whatever, mm-hmm. you'll get it today.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the first one being like, what? I could get it today?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
How
I know.
Can I get it today?
It's fucking nuts.
It's nuts. Yeah.
Or I'll buy shit at night and it'll show up the next day for sure. But in the morning, you're like, oh, I need, you're like, I need batteries for my remote. They're mm-hmm. like, you need it today? I was like, yeah, I need it in 1 hour.
There you go.
Does your remote work? Yes, it's fine. It's like, I need it, right? It's motherfucking figuring it out.
I know.
There's nothing to match. So, you know, nothing's stopping him. Literally nothing's stopping him. And, you know, his new thing now is just like the space race. He's kind mm-hmm. of gotten involved in that.
Yeah.
Which is like, I feel like the new vanity project of billionaires.
It certainly seems like it is. Him, Elon.
Yeah.
I don't know who else is in that
space. I think it's just him and Elon right now.
But they're going, like, they both have a hard on for it.
Yeah. And interestingly, if you pull up a photo of Bezos' rocket, it looks just like a penis. Swear to God.
Well, all rockets kind of have a phallic.
This right? one is specific. Look at it. It's got a fucking mushroom head, bro. It is literally cock-shaped.
That looks like a cock.
I mean, I was kind of shocked the first time I saw that. I was like, oh, Jeff Bezos is literally compensating for something.
I mean, what if he was just like, he made the design team study his dick, and he goes, it's got to look just like this.
That would be amazing scoop for the New York Times to write about story.
It looks like my dick.
You know, a lot of people say that the future, like, huge money earning is going to be in space, mining minerals from meteorites.
I don't want to get involved.
You don't want to talk about that?
No, I'm saying, like, hearing that, I'm like, wow, like this.
It's not from, yeah.
Yeah, not for me. For
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to get involved in space minerals?
It sounds cool.
Yeah.
But like the problem is that you're going to have people like Jeff Bezos who are the ones spearheading it.
Sure. And he'll get a head start on it. Yeah, it does feel like has been morphing into this villain.
He is literally a fucking Superman villain.
Yeah, Lex Luthor?
Yeah, he's Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
He looks like him.
Yeah. Did you see his LA house that he bought?
Yes, the most expensive house ever sold in LA.
Like I love these right
this
here.
That's what I'm saying. The transformation is complete. As a perfect villain arc, like nice, normal guy, a little goofy.
Yeah. Hi. You like books?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then like all of a sudden, too. You know, something short circuited.
You nerd ass motherfucker.
Some experimental
left.
Drug.
Yeah. That's some TRT on the right there, right? I mean, for sure. He's got all swole. Definitely started spending money on jackets.
Right.
Yeah, he got way cooler.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's crazy.
Looks like middle management on the left for sure.
Door-to-door salesman. And then on the right, I'll fucking kill your whole family.
Yeah.
If you try to unionize.
Yeah. If you unionize. Yeah,
I will literally kill your whole family.
In front of you. You have to watch each of them die one by one.
Despite it literally not even affecting my bottom line.
Look at Elon too.
Oh, Elon made a crazy transformation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works.
Click that link right there. This is the stylist who gives CEOs a makeover.
Mark is struggling. Who do you hate? Who do you hate the most between Elon, Daddy Bezos, and Zuck?
Well, here's the thing about Zuck. I hate his platform.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have
Facebook is the worst. Place.
That's the worst.
It's vile.
It's vile.
Yeah,
I hate it, and I also feel like he does like he if it's possible like he's the most full of shit.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And this passing off the accountability for like misinformation. Mm-hmm. Like you're fueling misinformation.
Mm.
You don't. And they're like, well, we like the whole cop out argument. Well. You know, it's like you could just be like, no, we're going to put a team in place so that nobody can really spread,
mm-hmm.
like massively spread lies, knowingly spread lies.
Mm-hmm.
And his way out of that to me was like, oh,
yeah, it's gross. I think you might be right. He's the most, I think. Well, the you know, that's a lot of money. They made a lot of money.
Fuck yeah.
A lot of money.
I mean, all these guys, like this is just...
They knew that it was Russian. Russia's buying fucking like $1 billion of ads, Facebook ads.
Yeah.
So this is Zuck is bad. I agree. Zuck is a piece of shit. Oh, this is her, huh?
Does she style them up?
Can we get a price quote? How'd you find her? Meet Victoria. Okay.
And she does the Silicon Valley one? Is that what they're saying?
Can we get a price quote? Well, this is what she does. Hair transplant, do some exercise, put on a jacket. I mean, it's not rocket science.
I mean, but none of those guys look like this.
No.
But that's what she sells them. She's like, you see these guys? You want to look like this?
Yeah, they're going to need a body transplant to look like that. Jeff Bezos, I'm sure, is working on.
Oh, he probably is.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Imagine what those guys have asked for as far as like youth and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maintaining.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how long those guys last, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think.
But it was crazy. Like, when I remember when Paul Allen got sick and you're like, this is one of the like five richest people on earth. And he gets cancer and dies like anybody else. You know what I mean? Like, I always thought, like, well, if you had those resources, is there different...
Some types of cancer just fucking kill you.
Yeah.
You know? Like, when Steve Jobs got sick, you know, Steve Jobs is a fucking idiot. He literally refused to get conventional cancer treatment. He literally ate fruit and tried to, like...
Yeah, it was the fucking dumbest thing ever. And he had pancreatic cancer, which has a very high mortality rate. Mm-hmm. And... I believe like almost immediately when you're diagnosed, there's treatment and then there's the, like they suggest, I believe removing your pancreas. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't want to be cut open. I don't want to be.
Well, I read that he had a.
He's like, but I fucking ate figs and melon today. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'll work.
Yeah. I don't know how, like, especially a guy who's dedicated his life to technology can miss the fucking.
Yeah. Really miss point. It like that. Yeah.
But apparently he also had an organ transplant. Late before he died, which is kind of epic because he skipped the line, got the organ transplant, and then died anyway.
Wow. And was it pancreatic? No, they don't.
We're going to have to look that up to fact check that. But I saw him speaking about how he got an organ transplant and then fucking died. It's crazy.
Organ transplant.
Steve Jobs' death. Transplant. Let's see.
He got a liver transplant.
Whoa, received an anonymous $40 million donation. Yeah, that's what it costs to jump in line in the organ because it's very, very carefully regulated.
Yeah.
You have to get in line and wait your turn because you don't know when a fresh organ's coming in.
Right.
And so $40 million, that's what will buy you an organ.
Holy shit.
But the part that I love about this is that he literally fucking died anyway because he wasn't responsible enough to get the real... Yeah, he got a liver transplant to actually take his cancer treatment seriously. So someone else probably died because of that.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
He gave 40, that's so much money.
Yeah, but he, yeah. But
no, not to him, of course.
Yeah.
But that's astonishing when 40 million is not a lot to you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? To be able to do that and be like, well, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see if I get to the front of the line.
It's worth a shot.
Let's try it, man.
It's a small donation.
That's insane.
Yeah. So, again, all these guys are crazy ass pieces of shit. I guess when you're dying, I mean, whatever. But at least get the chemo, dumbass.
Well, I mean, how could you not? I don't know.
But I am interested to see how people like Daddy Bezos, who I do think, like, you heard about, like, spirit cooking and all that, like, where you, there's, like, the Pizzagate people, like, the deep conspiracy QAnon.
Yeah, yeah.
They believe that people like Bezos and Bill Gates used baby blood in a shamanistic process called spirit cooking.
Mm-hmm.
They drink it. I'm not lying. They believe this to keep youthful. So I do think that Jeff Bezos would be willing to do a spirit session to stay youthful.
Would you do it to stay youthful?
A spirit sesh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Clinton too. Of course, Clinton's there.
No. Yeah. The
how dirty do you think his darkest secrets are?
Oh, Bezos, bro.
No, Clinton.
Oh, Clinton, bro?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to think about them.
I think it's probably pretty dark. I mean,
the Monica Lewinsky story was really interesting, how she came out recently and there was like a documentary. Did you see that?
I did not. I remember hearing of it. And what I noticed was that, like, without getting into the story, I noticed like so much support for her and people like really.
Yeah, because at the time she was like, victim blamed a lot.
Yeah. And she was just like a young girl, an intern.
She was like a teenager.
Yeah.
She thought they were in love. She thought he was going to like leave his wife and like they were going to be together, right?
And
right?
It's the leader of the free world, right? Like, yeah.
And so like by today's standard, it's easy to look at that and be like, oh, that was horrible what he put her through.
Yeah.
And when she tells the story now, everyone's like, back then she was horribly like shamed and it was all her fault. And Bill, it's really interesting to see it kind of through that historical lens.
Yeah. I mean, he also, like, he has these weird ties to so many, you know.
Dude, that guy who's been on Epstein's island, you seen that little Greek dome that he has there?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
I watched that, the doc.
yeah
which was fucking creepy as
the
shit.
One about like that when he was trafficking kids on Palm Beach.
Yeah, and then they showed some of the islands.
Look
stuff.
At this shit.
Yeah,
he's got a fucking weird Greek temple on his island. What goes on in there?
I don't know. Kind of looks like a mosque, doesn't it?
Oh, shit. Open that one. It's got like an elevator. It has a basement. Do the one on the left where it has... Yeah, that one. Oh, my God. There's an elevator shaft.
Elevator doors. What does that say? Windows for light.
Oh, is this just conspiracy shit, though? Or is this like... You know what I mean?
I don't know. Can't really see
I think it's just some dude with on paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just some dude on paint.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
yeah,
these guys.
And does that island just sit as it was now? Like, no one's going to.
Good question.
You know what I mean?
Who gets the island?
That's what I'm wondering.
Who gets Epstein's island?
I mean, the real move, right, would be, well, he left everything to his brother, right? Right before he died.
Oh, right. Yeah, he did all kinds of interesting.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Oh, it's for sale for $10
million.
Oh. Oh, no. He bought it for $10 million. Oh my God!
We purchased the island for 7.95. The island's valued at $63 million now.
Damn.
Yeah, his brother. He left. He changed his will like 2 or 3 days before he died.
What happened there?
I mean, I always felt like, you know, online everybody's like, this is definitely secret agents, and he was a murderer. But I think it's just exciting to think that. I think if you study the behavior, like. The fact that you call your attorney to change your...
He's planning.
I mean, it's...
Well, I guess another popular theory is that he was allowed to.
Right, right.
Gave him the space to do it.
Yeah, gave him the space to do
Which is probably more likely if there is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
But like, dude, there's so much weird shit. And I am so not a conspiracy theorist. The cameras weren't working.
Yeah.
The guard didn't check in on him.
And like went on
his roommate got transferred.
Yeah. But also, like, a hit, like, you know.
I don't think a hit would be possible.
People think, like, they love that, like, that's what I hear the most. It was, you know, he was murdered. And you're like, I understand your attraction to that theory.
Right.
But it's still the behavior and everything that lines up still suggests you know.
I think what probably happened, if there was a conspiracy, someone was like, kill yourself or this is what's going
to
happen.
I think he would want to kill himself.
Yeah.
Somebody like him, who's like this ultra narcissist,
yeah,
lives this ridiculous opulent lifestyle. Like when you see the writing on the wall, like when you're back that time and they go, like his attorneys were like, you're going to get convicted. You know, and you're going to do time and your rest of your life's probably going to be an
offender. Like look at Weinstein today,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, I can't even imagine such a fall from grace.
Weinstein, the way he physically looks too. Like the way it's affected him.
And he keeps trying to like get transferred. I love reading the court file. He's like, I've got no teeth. I can't see. It's like, sucks to be you, fucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep telling us about shit you're doing.
What's he look like right now? Let's see what the latest image of him is.
You know, it's like, this was a guy who...
2021, is there?
Who was a kingmaker.
Yeah, with the walker.
And now he's literally a worthless piece of shit prisoner. Broke. And
look at him.
Cosby, too.
Cosby really looks like dog shit too.
Cosby looks even worse, dude.
Yeah, he's fully blind in an eye.
His eyes are going all different directions and shit.
Rudy, there's no putty. Wow, look at him.
That was pre-jail. That one on the left.
That one is.
Yeah, he looks too happy.
Wow. Man. Yep.
Well, I mean, in a sense, he's so old that like.
Now, you know what's interesting about him,
it's just
a
retirement home for him.
So with his crime and what he was convicted of, not like all the accusations, but what he's convicted of, all these legal scholars say that because of his age and the actual crime, he would definitely get paroled. He's been up for parole. But part of getting paroled for a crime like this is you have to express like... remorse and guilt and like
and
talk
he
about
refused the, to acknowledge refuse. So he's gonna rot in jail because of that.
Yes,
for the ego.
He would rather serve the.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the sentence.
That's fucking awesome.
Guy in his 80s, like you'd be like, you want to get out? And he's like, no.
Apparently, he's like people respect him there. He has like a pretty good like time there. He's got like clicks and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I would believe that celebrity.
He's a wise old man. He's charismatic.
Oh, for sure.
Also, he's got crazy rape stories. Apparently, he raped like 55 girls.
I'd sit around for some of those stories. You know? Yeah, yeah.
And like famous celebrities.
And also, he's telling these crazy rape stories, and it's one of the greatest storytellers of all time. So
right,
that's like,
riveting.
You're
riveting,
probably like
riveting.
Sitting there like, what next? What next, Pops?
Oh, man. That's crazy, but true.
I come in the room and she's passed out.
I just remembered, when he was going to jail, you guys looked this up, he goes, he did a Fat Albert call.
Yes. That was the best.
So good.
He's like, walking.
Not reading the room. reading the room at all. So good.
Yes, this is
He's
insane.
On his way to jail, and
we
he drops
have,
a
we
hey,
don't
hey,
have
hey.
Hands, but yeah, just play it anyway.
Oh, you don't have sound?
No, we headphones you have to put on.
Oh, the headphones. Yeah. Let's go, Bill. Hey. He's having a party.
Yeah.
Love that about
that, him. That's wild. That's leaving a courthouse after you've been...
To go to jail.
Yeah.
And he drops the hey, hey, hey. Style.
That is style.
You can't buy style like that.
You can't. That's yeah. a...
I'll try, though.
Big time don't give a fuck.
Yeah. So, where are you hoping to be around the age 80?
Just getting out, you know? Just getting out of prison.
Yeah.
Served my time, did my thing.
Yeah.
Checking in on one of my families I got going and just...
Would you accept the guilt or would you say, I'm holding strong?
Well, when it's not you, it's all, right? You know, like, I see his situation. I'm like, you fucking idiot. Just get out. Like, go, but...
He's so invested in...
He's so invested in his story, his narrative that he created.
But how do you face your kids and your wife? But you could easily just be like, I just said it to get out.
Yeah, yeah, you could. There's so many people. And you could say that publicly. You could be like, I had to get out. There's all types of people that think that this is a huge conspiracy theory.
That's...
Which is another hilarious one. You're like, so wait, let me get this straight. You think like 57 like random, like conspired together?
Hey, it's just their word versus his. It's like, at what point?
Yeah, I mean, like what?
You know what's the one that still blows my mind? People are so defensive about Michael Jackson still.
Yeah.
And it's so clear to me, and I'm sorry because I know this is a sensitive issue. People get really defensive about this. It's so clear to me that Michael Jackson was a prolific child rapist.
Yeah.
He had little boys. By the way, you ever see him hanging out with any fat kids? Any ugly kids?
No.
Only beautiful little boys.
Yeah.
And they would sleep in his bed. Done.
Share a bed with a child is a beautiful thing.
What is the chances that Michael Jackson sharing a bed with kids again and again and again, and not even at least flicking their penis, like giving it a little like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Zero.
I know.
Zero. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so people carve out this like this doubts, like, because they're so desperate to believe, but it's like, if that was anybody
else, they
have
elaborate defenses for him.
Everybody's a liar, everybody's a clout chaser,
everybody's just trying to bring him down and ruin him and destroy it. Like, I always wonder when they're like, do you think people really spend their time just design, like, that happens, but so many people want to design a story to ruin somebody.
It doesn't happen, and I'll tell you why. This is what you hear on YouTube a lot, and this is kind of the victim blaming mentality that you hear all the time, which it's the number one thing you hear to defend predators, but it doesn't make any sense on its face, is that the person doing it is doing it for attention, for clout, for whatever reason like that, like for publicity. The truth is, when you're coming out against a huge celebrity and accusing them of sexual assault, this has no positive effect. This is only a negative effect on your life every time.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever gotten anything but negative attention from accusing someone of sexual assault.
Right.
Ever. Name one time. The truth is, people that come out like that are afraid, and they know that they're going to get horribly judged and said horrible things about them.
Yeah. And your life's probably going to get ruined.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. And they're usually doing it out of a space of feeling like, well, there's a lot of reasons, I guess, but one of them that's really fucked up is they feel guilty knowing that they can do something to prevent it happening to someone else.
Right.
And so that is what you hear the most. And on its face, it just literally doesn't make any sense.
I know. How do you feel? Because this is something that comes up a lot with these types of stories. How do you feel about his music?
Michael?
Yeah. Will you listen to a song?
I love his music.
Yeah.
So
do you turn it off?
No. Well, it's like, you know, I hear it in the department store or something, and I'm like,
yeah,
you know,
you rock.
You can't help it.
No, you did.
But yeah, I mean, it's one of the time old questions, right? The art from the artist.
Yeah. Because
I'll say this.
That came up with Woody Allen, with R.
Woody
Kelly.
Allen's such a motherfucking creep, dude. That guy
he's
is the
creep.
Biggest fuck.
I'm not
watching any Woody Allen movies, I'll tell you that.
Well, he's such a creep that, like, I couldn't get through the doc.
I've watched it all, like, but I wanted to end at certain points.
Yeah, I was like, I did the same thing with the Michael MJ one.
They still defend Woody for the same reason. They say, oh, she's doing it for attention. She's doing it out of spite.
Yeah.
That's, bro, his own fucking daughters in the documentary saying like Jake Paul from the New York Times.
the one that always got me too, where I was like, Hollywood is so disgusting, is the Roman Polanski one.
Right.
Because Polanski, you know, people will bring up the detail of what a judge. So for people who don't know, he had sex with a 13-year-old girl mm-hmm. in a hot tub after a photo session and drink, giving her like champagne, and mm-hmm. they had sex, right? He gets arrested. He gets charged with, I forget the exact charge. The judge at that time said that, like, he's going to, I don't remember if it was like kick it down or give him, like, it, basically you're not going to go to prison, mm-hmm. right? I'm paraphrasing these details. That judge either retires or is off the case. Another judge comes in. Well, he's like, well, that guy said I wasn't going to go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's out on bail, he's supposed to go back for a court appearance. He flees the country, right? Ends up spending the last 40 plus years.
He's still working, right?
In France, yeah. Right? And then in that time, all these people that have worked with him, like Hollywood actors, producers, are like, he's the greatest. He's such a great guy. Mm. And I'm like, you know what's interesting is that if he were fucking Roman, the UPS driver,
mm-hmm.
and the same story came out, I don't think you would be like, he's the fucking greatest guy.
No.
You'd still think of him as a guy who fucked a 13-year-old girl when he was a grown-ass man. I mean, and he's a great film. He's a brilliant filmmaker.
Bro, and yeah.
You but could, it's just so strange that people are like, but he's a solid dude. And you're like, what do you mean he's a solid dude? Who do you know that's a solid dude that does that?
Right. I think you could say the same thing. You know this guy, Bryan Singer? He's finally been canceled.
Is he? Is he done?
He's not really getting work anymore.
He had a lot of accusations.
Bro.
Similar to
Open Secret documentary.
Yeah.
About how Bryan Singer would have like parties where they were panning out drugs like ecstasy, and there was young boys there, and it was just a fuck fest with young boys, young models. The guy is like the worst of the worst from what I learned of this documentary.
And Singer directed like major movies, right?
Big, and he made all the X-Men movies.
Okay.
This was an open secret. Like the biggest actors in the world were working with him up until a few years ago. And
yeah.
So,
because they're all more interested in what
look
in,
at
their,
this shit.
In their careers.
Singer accused in a civil lawsuit of sexual assault of a minor, according to the suit filed by Singer alleged to have drugged and raped actor and model, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. It's all a bunch of shit like that. And you know what's weird about this guy, too? Everybody who tried to charge him for a crime, sue him for a crime, was just mysteriously dropped.
By their agencies and stuff?
By the lawyers.
Oh, by the lawyers. Yeah. Oh.
Every single time. Yeah, here Jesus. It is. An open secret. He used to have underage sex parties hosted by Singer and fellow director Roland Emmerich.
Who's Roland Emmerich?
I think this guy actually may have gone to prison. Or maybe not.
Lighted known for his disaster films. His films, most of which are English language, have made more than $3 billion worldwide.
I never even heard this motherfucker.
The fuck did he make?
Patriot? Oh.
Oh, Godzilla, The Day After Tomorrow. Okay.
So, you know, people... Well, Bryan Singer is like... I feel like everybody knows about this guy. And if you go look at his IMDb page, huge actors... Huge studios, mm-hmm. X-Men, dude is a superstar in Hollywood.
Do you, by the way, do you feel like, because I feel like you're somebody who, you call shit out a lot, mm-hmm. like things that, you know, like misbehavior mm-hmm. or like, you know, you're one, like, do you have this thing where you feel that this is going to be a confrontation? Like at home, I'm saying like, something starts bothering you. Is your wife like, oh, are you going to say something about this? Like, is that a regular thing?
No, I think
thing?
That's my whole shtick.
What? Confronting
that
things?
I just, I talk. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, from the beginning, it's all like everything we do is
you
just,
call out bullshit. Yeah. Cause like you would break down people's content.
I think there's certain things that Ela doesn't want me to talk about that we talk about beforehand, but it's usually like personal stuff, not like,
right.
Oh, let's call out this fucking pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're drawn to calling this stuff out, right? I mean,
I think so because
a lot of people avoid, you know,
I think, well, it does get me into trouble a lot. I'm being sued right now.
Right. I remember there's this guy in
for
the
$50 million.
York,
yeah, dollars.
New York Times.
New York Times?
New York Times
paper.
Said, yeah, they said that guy is...
Jake Paul.
Yep, I remember that.
Sourced. Very reliable newspaper. Said he's a rapist.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Triller's working with him.
That's even crazier.
Triller's like, that's like their main guy.
Yep.
And they're going to be trying to raise money. They're going to be doing like rounds of money because they're probably hemorrhaging money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to tell their investors, their potential investors, that one of their prize horses... is a rapist.
Allegedly.
Of by the New York Times.
Yeah,
the New York
yeah.
Times alleges that.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
Not me.
Yeah, no, I know.
I would never say that.
I know.
God forbid. That's a horrible thing to say about a person.
But
if you don't have evidence.
You recently, though.
The New York Times
the
does
New York
have evidence.
Yeah, they have their own
yeah,
evidence.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they sent out journalists.
Hey, it's not my business. I'm not yeah. a news. I'm not a journalist.
No. But, I mean, they have some of the best in the world working
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah, they said
high-level journalists.
Yeah.
But like you, well, for your own in your own life, I mean, the James Charles thing you called out. Obviously, it affects your life. Like that was like the accusation was, hey, you're copying our shit. But I mean, you're not somebody that I ever felt like. I mean, I know you're not like scared of it. You go right at things. Like you go right.
Yeah,
at it.
I think I just there's something wrong with me. I think
really
genuinely, but in that I don't process the consequences of things very well. That's not true, but I think it's just, I don't know. I don't like when people like, I don't like getting dicked around by people. One.
Yeah.
You know, like this Matt Haas guy, he came at me, he asked for $4,000 and I said, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I could have got out for $4,000. It was 2 years of absolute fucking misery. It ends up costing $200,000.
Yeah. But that, by the way, that detail of go fuck yourself is one that resonates with me because I feel like every comic would take your position. Mm-hmm. Every comedian's like, no, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's part of like, I just don't like the feeling of someone being able to fuck me around.
Yeah.
And so I don't think I've ever allowed someone to fuck me around, and I'll continue to keep doing that. No, and like, you know, obviously you have to, I don't know. I don't have that filter. I just don't.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't.
And people like it too. So of course, it's entertaining.
It's super entertaining.
And it's something that I like doing.
What's the, what's the guy that you put on?
And I've never raped anybody.
You never have. I know. Me neither.
Unlike,
by the way,
I've never. Well, I wouldn't say unlike, but.
Yeah.
Because I don't know for sure, but if you read the New York Times.
Then you would see that the other guy.
Jake Paul.
But you called out, what's his name? David.
Dobrik.
Yeah, for like bullshit as well.
The David Dobrik story was really interesting because I didn't know anything about him. And my impression, overall impression of him was that I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
That he was fine, you know? And so when I became close with Trisha, she had horrible experience with them. I didn't know anything about that. So it started with Trisha doing an episode where she explained everything she went through. And as she tells it, she had a mental breakdown.
Dealing with him?
She was dating Jason Nash, who's like David's right-hand man.
Okay.
And they just tossed her aside. She was like best friends with them all for 2 years. And then when she had like this mental breakdown, they just tossed her aside, never contacted her, didn't give a fuck about her. And she was like really traumatized by her relationship with David and Jason. And so I was learning all this new stuff. And then comes out of the woodwork, this guy, Big Nick, who used to be a member of the Vlog Squad. And he called into the show to interview. So this is all new to me.
You're discovering this
I'm just kind of like, there's this thread and I don't know anything about any of this. And I didn't expect it to go where it did. So Big Nick calls in. He says, they would bully me. I felt horrible. I felt like suicidal at one point. This is the lowest I've ever felt. And I just had to get out. I was like, okay, this is interesting story about kind of the dynamic of the Vlog Squad and David. And then this other guy, Seth, comes out. David did this like super viral prank where he kept convincing this guy, Seth, that he was making out with like this model. And it ended up being Jason Nash. And Seth tells that it was like really traumatic for him because they had like a hardcore makeout session, like hardcore. And he thought it was this like model.
Wow.
And it was Jason Nash.
Right.
And they did it to him twice.
Twice?
So the first time was really traumatic. And David knew that. And he's like, he felt like horrible. And he didn't know how to feel about it. And so they did it to him a second time, this elaborate prank, right? Where it's hard to get mad at David on the face because the prank is so amazing. They convince him he got this ad for beef jerky. And this is like over months and months. And they're like vetting him and interviewing him. And they're like, we're going to pay you $3,000. He's like, awesome. I'm set for the month, like on rent. So this is something that he's dealing with for like months. He's really invested in. He told his family he's super excited about. And he goes in to shoot the commercial, and like all these gorillas come out and he's shooting the commercial. It's like super professional. It looks like there's no way to know that this is a prank. And then a monkey finally comes out and starts making out with him. It's Jason Nash again. They got him again. But the worst part, the horrible thing is that like after that, David's like, we got you, prank. And then he's like, yo, are you going to still pay me the $3,000? Because I was like kind of planning on getting that money. And David's like, no, come on. And it's like, it was such a fucked up.
Yeah.
It was such a fucked up thing to treat someone like that. That story kind of blew my mind and got some traction. But it still wasn't enough to like ruin his career or anything. What really happened after that was the big one was the insider then on the tail of all of these kind of people started talking, asking questions about, like, is this really ethical, what's going on in his inner circle? The insider talked to a girl, a group of college girls who were in one of David's vlogs. And one of his, like, vlog squad, they call him, is this guy, Dirty Dom, who she says raped her when she was blackout drunk. And David included it in the video. And the details of it is really crazy because apparently they were trying for a video to set up like a threesome, and they asked a bunch of fans to come, and they didn't actually want to have sex. So someone, they were underage, and someone got them, went and got them alcohol, and they got blackout drunk. These underage drinking girls, they're like 18, 19. And then they black out, and Dom sleeps with them, and she's like puking everywhere afterwards. And then so David cuts it into like this vlog where it looks like everyone's having a great time, and Dom like did it. He's the man. He had a threesome. And they even go back the next day and film to make it look like it was like a wholesome thing where like Dom was all sweaty. He's like, I just had a threesome, because the girl was like blackout drunk and puking. And he like still included it. So like super crazy.
And so wait, then this gets out. Like this was not out before.
This was a new story.
This detail wasn't out.
Came out by the insider, put this story out that like was really got traction. It was a really disturbing story.
Wow.
You know? And then there was like another huge thing is that his another member of the vlog squad, this guy Jeff Wittick, had got this mysterious eye injury where he almost died. He almost lost his eye. His face was stitched up, and he was like, "I'm not telling anyone how it happened." And so he finally came out now on the tail end of all this is that it was for a David Dobrik vlog. He went and got an excavator out on a lake without the license, without supervision, without insurance, without medics. And he put him on a string and was spinning him super fast. David himself was doing it, spinning him around really fast. He has no training, by the way, on a huge excavator, stops it immediately. And Jeff slams into the excavator arm at 60 miles per hour, drops into the water, and almost dies. I think he has some brain damage as well.
He looks like it.
So
that's horrible, man.
And then the thing is, he covered it up. They covered it up. And David went on with his life being like this huge media personality. And Jeff was basically having a life-changing injury that...
Oh, my God.
That like kind of... He disappeared for...
And what did he do before? Like he was just a...
Comedian, a vlogger, YouTuber.
Holy shit, man.
And so... That's, by the way, look at that one on the left. That's David showing up as the Joker to the hospital because he looked like Two-Face. And then interestingly, Jeff kind of gave a similar report, is that like he felt abandoned by them once he was injured.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which that's the worst part, probably, I'm sure. Right? To go through that and then be
said in his documentary, it was super hard for him to be like in the worst place he's ever been in his life. And then watching David go on to be like a huge success and everybody loving him, and nobody even knows how he was injured. It's all been covered up.
And this came out during this time?
Yeah, this came out the latest thing. So that was the sequence of events.
So, and that's a lot of shit piling on someone.
I've never seen so much shit pile on.
Is he done?
Rumor has it he's going to try to come back, but I don't know how that's going to go.
Wow.
But, that was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. It was just a crazy wild ride how that all went down. But these YouTubers, they're trying to act like they're this big studio. Like David always says about his vlogs, it's not, it's a movie. It's like a movie. It's like, well, dude, you don't have a producer. You don't have like HR. You don't have safety protocols. You don't have a medic. You don't have permits.
Well, that's the excavator thing is so dumb.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
It's so
super
reckless.
Dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so reckless. So it's like, you're not a movie. You're just some fucking dude, some like psychopath that's trying to make crazy content, and you're not thinking logically, safely. So this is what's happening in the influencer world. It's like all these people get huge. And
then there was, by the way, I mean, from an entertainment standpoint, it was very entertaining to watch your back and forth with Keemstar.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, of course. Because from the standpoint that like I go into it not knowing any of this.
Mm.
So you go like, this is like, This is like learning a subject matter.
Are you talking about like the series I
the
made on
him? Series, yeah. It was like, it
yeah,
was
he's
wild.
The worst person alive.
There you go.
Keemstar is actually like a dangerous psychopath.
Yeah. I mean, I all this was like news.
I feel like to an extent, these people, Keemstar is, whatever. I talk about him so much, but yeah, he's a psychopath. He's done shit that's like unforgivable and he should be in jail.
Yeah, you're the way you broke it down, and then like, yeah, there was like a whole back and forth with you guys. It was really wild, man.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
The thing is about this guy, the worst thing he's done, I mean, he's done so many bad things, but there was this guy, Etika, who was bipolar, but loved in YouTube community. And then he tragically took his own life. But the details of how Keemstar used him during that manic state and brought him on his show for entertainment. And then ultimately how during one of the interviews, Keemstar tells him, this is Etika comes back from their relationship is long and exhaustive. So I'm just give you the Reader's Digest. Sure. He was in and out of like mental institutions. And he gets out of one and immediately calls into Keemstar's show. Right. And he's clearly in the midst of a manic episode. Like it's so obvious. He's saying shit like, I am God.
Yeah.
I'm reborn, whatever, you know, really delusional stuff. And Keemstar starts talking about like simulation theory with him. And he goes, if everything's a simulation, why don't you just jump off a cliff or a bridge? He said something like that. Mm-hmm. And a few months later, that's how this guy died, is that he jumped off. I think he jumped off a bridge. And like in his suicide video, he mentions Keemstar. Like he mentions that, like, he's like, hey, we're dude. That's like the first thing he mentioned in his suicide video. It was like, Keemstar, we're good. Like he was like so tormented by him, is that he was thinking about him on the way to the fucking bridge.
Jesus, man.
And so this guy has literally bullied people. I think it's a fair interpretation to say that this guy has bullied people into actually and being involved in people's suicide.
Christ. Imagine if the New York Times got a hold of him.
Yeah.
It'd be a whole other article.
People are actually scared to talk about him because he's like a liar. He's actually like a psychopath. I'm one of the only people that will openly talk about this guy.
Because
he will go out of his way to ruin your... He will lie and he'll ruin your fucking life.
This is what I wanted to talk about. What do you think... What is your draw... Like we were talking about, people are scared of people. Let's say, you don't even have to do specifically him. Just of you know, people like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do you think that you are not fearful? Because I've noticed that over the time that I've known you, that like, you always feel to me like you have a real, like, clear moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you're a good gauge for like right mm-hmm. and wrong. I've even asked you, like, you think this is the right thing to do? And like, why do you think that you don't fear what so many people do, which is like getting on the bad side of somebody with influence?
Autism? I don't know. High functioning autism. I don't know what's the answer.
Yeah,
to that.
Yeah, no, that's a legit answer.
I wish I knew. I mean, if I'm thinking, you know, I don't know. I feel growing up, there was like, my dad was always about like doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a big part of like growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like do the right thing. Always do the right thing.
Yeah, but you do. I always read that from you.
Thank you. Yeah. I try. And so it's like, so there's that part of me. And I think there's another part of me that just doesn't like to take shit from people.
There we go. Yeah. I think that's the part that like is like resonates with a lot of people and is exciting to a lot of people.
It's like, I don't know. I just can't. And I'm too deep in it now to ever take shit.
Yeah.
For any reason.
Well, yeah. Now you definitely cannot take shit.
You know,
I can't wait till you and Bezos get into it.
Oh no. Bezos is going to fucking launch my whole house into space.
Dude. Imagine if your next beef is with like a billionaire.
Well, actually, that actually may be going down with this Triller lawsuit.
Really?
I'm not ready to talk about it, but it may be being funded by a billionaire.
Seriously?
Yes. So my next beef may well be with a billionaire.
Oh my God.
So yeah.
This is such a great teaser for whatever you do next.
Dude, I'm telling you, this Triller lawsuit is going to be a fucking bloodbath.
Really?
If it goes to litigation, yes, it's going to be an absolute bloodbath.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
My thing is like, I'm just going to make the best of this.
Yeah.
Because I know how horrible it is. I'm telling you, it's horrible to get sued.
I'm sure.
The last one was a fucking nightmare.
Exhausting.
And... so this one, I'm going into it being like, okay, if we have to litigate this, first of all, I'm in the right.
Yep.
I know I'm in the right. If I wasn't, I wouldn't fight it.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to make the best of it. And,
Yeah.
It's going to be bloodbath.
Yeah, man.
You know?
I'm front row for whatever you do.
I'll tell you about it off camera.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Honestly, thank you for coming by.
Thank
you for doing this. It's always good to see you. I miss you guys. I miss your family.
Yeah, I know.
It'd be fun to hang with you guys.
I miss you guys too. And shout out to the New York Times.
Shout out to the New York Times. A great publication.
Amazing research. They don't just put things out without vetting.
No. It's a serious paper.
Oh, yeah. One of the most serious.
Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.